I'm standing in a marsh at low tide, almost a half mile from the nearest road. It's Saturday morning. Ahead of me is Ralph Bousquet, hunched over and wiry, even in his rain jacket. He pulls something from the mud and then walks back toward me, holding three white discs.
What is that?
It's definitely fishing debris. You can just tell by, you know, the barnacles, obviously, the way somebody's melted in some kind of serial number. I don't know what it is, but I find a lot of it.
Within an hour, Ralph has filled a burlap sack with litter from the trail here at the Mirkwood Conservation Area in Sandwich. He uses a trash picker that looks like a metal claw. He's good at it, too, picking up objects before I even see them.
Glass bottle, some grass growing in it. This looks like netting with some monofilament fishing line tangled up in it.
See, this looks like it came off a fishing boat. Someone was using it as a scoop or something. This is a mylar balloon. Sea turtles are known to mistake those for jellyfish and eat them, yeah.
Ralph picks up litter around the Cape almost every weekend, but he isn't paid to be here. Ralph's actually a poet.
What is it then between us? Nothingness. Out of the formless morass, even form emerges. Were I with Walt Whitman now, we could walk the coast of this slow-motion apocalypse together.
Ralph grew up in Marston's Mills in the 1990s. He was a Boy Scout and spent his summers exploring the woods around his home with his friends. He was drawn to writing as a teenager, poetry in particular.
Good poetry leaves us in a place of doubt. It's not entertainment. Although it can be a solace, it's complicated because that comfort comes from doubt, which may seem contradictory to some people, but we live in a world of doubt.
2 years ago, Ralph enrolled in a master's program for poetry in New York. He even published a few poems. But the program and the city were too expensive, so he had to move back to the Cape. He felt like he'd failed in New York, but he came back with a goal in mind.
I'm going to be more intentional about coming back to this place and try to rebuild the sense of community that I had here when I was a kid.
Back home, Ralph was spending a lot of time hiking in the woods, places like Mirkwood, where he'd often played as a kid. But he was troubled. He couldn't write poetry anymore. He started picking up litter along the trails to focus his mind on other things. Who was he if he couldn't write? And then one of his best friends, George, died unexpectedly. The tragedy reconnected Ralph with old friends. All of them were looking to do something larger than themselves to process their loss.
Sean and I had that conversation in his car on the way home from his funeral. Starting some kind of public effort like this felt like a positive, constructive thing that we could also maybe bury our grief in a little bit.
They started the Cape Cod Litter Initiative, a Facebook group that organizes cleanups around the Cape on the first Sunday of every month. In April, they cleaned the grounds of Barnstable United Elementary School.
Do we have all of our barrels and everything set up?
Ralph and his friend Sam were sorting the litter, while half a dozen others were spread out covering the grounds.
Let's use a metal barrel for glass, actually, and just keep it on the bed.
In just 3 hours, the group picked up hundreds of plastic bottles, food wrappers, and beer cans. At one point, Ralph's girlfriend Megan found an old tire in the woods.
We're picking up trash in an area that will probably get trashed again. It doesn't matter because it's part of the community building.
Ralph's writing poetry again, and he's found something showing up in his work.
I've been working on some new work this spring, and while I was reading it, I was like, oh, I'm literally talking about plastic monofilament line in this poem. So yeah, it's sneaking in there. And all these supple cants carved on my skin, all the compassionate ways in which our prayers were never answered, are trying to apologize to you. But Walt doesn't hear me anymore. My tinnitus swells orchestral in waves. What is it then between us? I ask his grave.
For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Michael Falero in Barnstable.